Well, hello there. My name is Morgan Harper Nichols. I'm an artist and a writer, and this is a space where I share words that I hope can make a little room for you to slow down and take a few deep breaths as you prepare for whatever lies ahead. Thanks for being here today. And now, on to today's episode. Today's episode, we're going to be talking about waiting. Do you have something that you're waiting on right now? Chances are your answer to that question is a yes. Whether it's something big or it's something small, we are all waiting in one capacity or another. So today I just want to focus on 9 things that we learn while we are in the waiting. Because I don't know what it is you're waiting on. I don't know how long you've been waiting or what the waiting has been teaching you. I did just want to take a moment to reflect on some ways that you might be growing in the waiting. And as I read these 9 things, I hope that you can pay attention to the one that speaks to you the most, because perhaps this is something that you can go deeper into and exploring to see just how much you have been growing even here in the waiting. Number 1, something you learn in the waiting is you learn to pace yourself. Number 2, you learn just how freeing it can be to not compare yourself to anyone else. Number 3, you learn that you are growing in the waiting, even when it feels like the slowest growth you've ever experienced. Number 4, you learn that quiet moments can be their own kind of music, and it's worth taking the time to see it that way. Number 5, you learn that just because someone else seems to be in a better position than you, it doesn't mean they're better than you as a human being. Number 6, you learn that it may take some time to see how all of the pieces will come together, but learning how to breathe and embrace the grace that runs wild through the landscape of your life is what matters. Number 7, you learn that you don't always have to have a plan for everything. Number 8, you learn to trust that the progress you're making has meaning and value, no matter how seemingly insignificant or small. You learn that your progress matters, even if you can't always see it in the present moment. Number 9, you are learning that the future might end up looking different than you thought it would, but there's peace in trusting it can still be good. It is my hope that through those 9 different areas that you can grow in the waiting, that as different images or conversations or as ideas come to mind as you hear those things, that you can see them as opportunities to grow in wisdom. Wisdom is a form of applied knowledge. It's when you recognize that, yep, I've learned something and now I'm going to apply it in my daily life. So as you carry on throughout the rest of the day and you start thinking about those things that you're waiting on, whether they're big or they're small, I hope you can also think about the images and conversations and dreams and plans and ideas and thoughts and even fears that are associated with them and ask yourself, what am I learning from this? What is the knowledge that I've gained and how can I apply that so that it can become wisdom? Return to that question over and over. What am I learning from this? What lessons am I gathering from this place? There are so many things that we can learn right here in the waiting. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. What have you learned today? Even if it's still early in the day, what have you already learned today? Thank you so much for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.